What's up, Dub Lab? This is Tall, and you're listening to Whack Music. Got a bunch of charismatic techno and other tracks to play. Freeman713 is going to join me in the booth shortly. And we've got a party to promote Whack this Friday. Witchcraft, Mapamoda, myself, for all you intimate, high energy techno and Latin club bands, come on out this Friday to Whack. For now, this is one of my tracks called HMS Ellie, unreleased. Keep it locked.
Confident, you kind of don't give a fuck as much. Gosh, all I've ever wanted to do was find a way to make a living and be appreciated. And now I'm suddenly accomplishing it in my life, and it's all because I'm just being myself? How fucking great. As long as I'm aging, it's always gonna be fucking fun until my last breath. If I'm gasping for air, there better be a fucking disco around me. We'll be right back.
crowd say bow, 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 crowd say bow, 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 bow. When the crowd say bow, select da.
To Whack Music on Dub Lab. Hope everyone's Wednesday is going well. Trying to keep the spirits up, dealing with the heat. We're listening to the sounds of Two Lanes called Horse Girl Rider. This is the late night dub. This is out on Gyration Station. Previously, you heard new music from Mac Diklos and Anita. That was Y2K. The Rewind, forthcoming on Mama Told Ya. And previously to that was DJ Sosh, some old school trance. You do a little digging, you can find that one. Scott Freeman with me in the studio. We're going to chat in a little bit. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. My name is Tal. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it locked.
take this every so often. There comes a time for change. And we can sit here and take this every so often. There comes a time for change. And we can sit here and take this shit. Comes a time for change, and we can sit here and take this shit.
Change.
What's up, Dub Lab? This is Tall. You're listening to Whack Music, Whack Radio. Played a few different tracks. Right now you're listening to Omformer, Return to Gravity. Shout out to Uta Records from Norway. This is a blissed out 60-minute jam that I'm constantly throwing on at different parts of the day. If you're not familiar with Whack, we're a new party and label putting high energy techno and club music to LA and intimate after hour spaces, very community driven. We've got our second party Friday night. So if you are a fan of those things that I just said, we've got guests coming, Witchcraft in from Brooklyn, Mapa Moda, LA legend, Kane Kulto is doing a live set. I'll be playing as well, along with the other resident, Sakaguchi. Check us out. Also have some music released on our label, an EP from me called Yours Truly, that is out as well. But right now I've got a guest in the studio. Freeman 713 is in the house.
Yo.
So just want to have a little chat. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell people a little bit about, if they're not familiar with what you've been doing in Perfect Dark. I feel like always keeping busy, a lot of releases, collectives,
yeah,
shows.
Super, yeah.
What's on the horizon for you right now?
I have a collective based out of here in California and also in Austin called Perfect Dark. It's like me and a bunch of my friends. We're also doing shows like up in Northern California in this town called Chico that we're from. It's like a little college town vibe.
Oh, nice.
But
is that where you all met, or?
Yeah, that's kind of like, so me and my homie Rocky are from NorCal, like kind of out in the country from this little town. And then me and my friend Tanner met because we both went to Chico State.
Got
and
it.
So that's all kind of like up NorCal area, not that much else going on out there. And yeah, in college, like later in college is where we started and like formed the collective. And then also met Miguel Disfool, who's from LA, but you know, we met him in college. And then, yeah, since then we have kind of all moved back to like our areas. Tanner went out to Austin, Texas, Rocky to the Bay Area, me and Miguel to LA.
Got it.
And then there's a few other members who are kind of more, we got Fauna, who's also up in Northern California, Lavender Persuasion.
Solid name.
Yeah. Dogtooth, the homie Mikey in San Francisco as well.
Also solid.
Yeah, so we're kind of like spread out through California and Texas, and we've kind of like for the last couple of years like had a little touring cycle of either doing stuff in San Francisco, Texas, or you know, regular stuff in Chico.
Yeah.
And then we also do the label too, so we have like doing like pretty consistent releases. And I think up until now it's kind of been like a thing for us to, like me and Tanner met over like graphic design. Both of us were really into design and like obviously music, but we kind of wanted a way to like build a resume and like put our skills together into like one project. And then it kind of just like kept evolving. And I think it was just a good idea to like put ourselves all together at the right place in the right time. And then I think since then we've all kind of grown more with our individual sounds. Like me for sure, like right after COVID, I started doing like the Freeman 713 stuff more. Like before that, I kind of had a few different projects, but it wasn't so specifically techno focused.
Right.
Because
I'm not familiar with the pre-Freeman 713 lineage.
No, so me and my homie Rocky, who's Brick, who's in San Francisco, we've been making music since we were like probably like 14 or something. Like, because we met like when I was like a freshman in high school, he was like in eighth grade or something. And we kind of like, yeah, we just kind of learned how to make music together and learned how to DJ together. And him and his brother would have like parties up where they were from. And then other kids in our town would have like random house parties that we would go DJ. But we were always into like, I don't know, it's funny because like I think the kind of like the landscape of techno has like sort of shifted to fit what we've always been into, because we were always playing like, because this was like 2014, like 2012 to like 2016 era was like when we started like making music or getting into it, DJing and everything. And at that time, I think like deep house and tech house was like really big.
Yeah.
And we were obviously into that, also into like EDM and stuff. But we were always playing like like tech house stuff, but like fast. So I think like if you listen to some of that stuff that we were into, like especially this more like stripped down, like try to think of like labels and stuff, but
yeah, I mean, I would say like stripped down fast tech house, it was a very 2025 sound in a lot
yeah
of ways.
Totally. I mean, yeah, that's basically what everybody calls hard groove now, is basically like that. And so like we had some like multiple iterations of kind of making different stuff. Me and Rocky had a project called Smoke Jumper for a while that was like, that was us like playing together, but this is from when we were like 16, you know, so like if you go back, like there's a lot of very corny stuff you could find online. But
corny Smoke Jumper material.
Yeah, but I'm not ashamed of it. I think it's cool. I think we were tapped in from like a very young age.
Yeah,
and it was like nobody was showing us.
I never knew about the Chico scene, man.
Yeah,
were
I mean,
there other people there that you were kind of, or were you more like online, or like was there other?
I mean, there's not really like there. I wouldn't say there's like a techno scene or anything in Chico. Yeah. Like, I think we're pretty much the only people who are doing techno stuff. Like dance, maybe. There's always like, Chico's like a very like, I don't know, it's like a lot of like Wook type like hippie people, you know, in Northern California especially. So there's kind of like, you could find little like bass music parties, or like, you know, there's some, I don't know, I feel like there's a ton of hidden stuff that I still don't even know about, like because there's a lot of like off-season Burning Man people that like live out in that area, or like,
yeah,
there's just a lot of like small, like Northern California is like such a big area and people are so spread out. There's so many like freaks and like weirdos out there that like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I'm not even put onto yet. But, yeah.
What is coming out on the label upcoming, or do you have new stuff coming out?
Yeah. So we have a release coming out this month. I don't think we have announced anything publicly, but I'll break the news here.
Yeah, we got Dub Lab premiere.
Yeah, we got the homie Solitaire from LA, who's been making some moves lately, making some very nice modern techno stuff.
Cool.
We've got something coming out from him. I think it's coming out like 2 weeks, or I don't know the exact date. I think it's like the 12th, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coming out this month, so be on the lookout for that Solitaire EP.
Great, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Great.
Groovy techno.
Well, let's get people listening to your music. We've got about 25 minutes left, so maybe you can tell people what's in store for them, and then we'll let you play us home.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just brought like my USBs that I usually have, kind of like, yeah, I didn't really prepare anything, but I always have like a ton of stuff, but you know,
perfect.
I kind of wanted to see what you were on and vibe to it. But I've been playing a lot more like house music and
okay.
So maybe, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Well,
okay,
I'll
perfect.
See what we got. Yeah.
Great. Well, you can come up behind the booth over here and get set up. Once again, you've been listening to Whack Music on Dub Lab. We have our party Friday night where you can hear lots of high energy, charismatic, techno, Latin club, etc. You can find us on Instagram. This party is Whack, WAK. And I will let Freeman713, Chico Zone, take us through 25 minutes of whatever happens. Keep it locked here on Dub Lab.
Yeah.
713. Check them out. Check out their label and collective Perfect Dark. Sounds like a lot of really dope stuff coming through. This has been the second installment of Whack Radio, Whack Music on Dub Lab. Once again, we've got our party Friday night. Check us out. This party is Whack, W-A-K, on Instagram. Much love to everyone out there in LA listening today. Freeman's gonna play us out. Thank you.